This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Dr. Peter McCullough is ready to take on the establishment with a lot of bombshell information, new developments, and also countering the corporate media. It's on the payroll of Big Pharma, lying and saying that he gave out this information without ever giving any specifics. He's going to respond to the big Joe Rogan controversy coming up here in just a moment. Greg Reese has filed a new report I want to get to right now. And there's such big developments with the convoy in Canada and the truckers on the border with Canada and everything. It's beautiful what's happening. They're talking about using the military on them now. That'll definitely backfire. We've got that information. We've got Dem Senator Ben Ray Lugin suffer stroke at age 49, halting Dem's slim majority. He's so sick and so ill after he got his third shot. So, and I saw the OAN statement. Others make it. Hey, liberals, please take more shots. Please take boosters. I understand it's a turn of phrase. We don't mean it, but this is really serious. But I would tell them before they want to make children take it who aren't of age and can't make a decision for themselves, I would ask people that are wanting to hurt the children because they think there's so many people on the planet, kill yourselves. Seriously. I mean, if there's too many people, show us how you do it, Bill Gates. I don't wish any harm upon you. I'm not going to attack you myself. Nobody should. But if you want to pour gasoline all over yourself on national television, you already pay for most of the media. So you buy all the channels for an hour, come on every channel in the world that's corporate, and then just pour gasoline on yourself and say there's too many people. And I mean to show you that I mean to act by example, lead by example, just strike the match and self-immolate, and I will really respect Bill Gates. Here's Greg Reese's report.
If the government served the people, then the government would have nothing to fear from the people. But it is clear that now the government fears us. After years of persistent abuse of the Constitution, during which time they have betrayed, robbed, injured and killed the Australian people, we have had enough. And we are not alone. Internationally, the people are rising up peacefully against the unlawful and criminal excesses of those whom they have elected. Millions of good and decent men and women around the world have decided that this war for the world must end. And they know it will end when enough of us stand up and declare in one voice, no more. Here in Australia, the people are gathering in the nation's capital, Canberra, in order to communicate their intent that the Governor-General should meet his constitutional responsibility by dissolving the Parliament and appointing a new Executive Council in order to prepare for free and fair elections. In the long journey from barbarism to civilization, days such as these are rare. Seminal days, when a people bands together, putting aside their petty differences in order to secure their lives and their liberty. In other words, to earn their rights to their sovereign nationhood. Now is the time to play your part in the liberation of Australia. Now is the time to stand alongside your fellow Australians and resist tyranny. Now is the time to ensure your children and grandchildren are free. You are here because generations ago your ancestors sacrificed all for you. It is now time to pay that debt forward. Now, nothing else matters. This is not about politics. This is a non-political event. This is about our very lives and our very future. You must drop everything and get to Canberra as soon as you can. Some have made their way from far afield as Adelaide, Melbourne, and Rockhampton. What's your excuse? And they plan to stay until we win. Remain calm regardless of the force used against you. They will provoke a reaction which ultimately will see the use of police snipers opening fire. This is a reality. Regardless of the force used against you, you must, we must, remain calm in order to win. Fly, drive, walk if you must, but we need an army of millions in Canberra to win this war. And we will win if you attend. Pack up as much food and water as you can. The people already there are sharing and cooperating as never before. If you can't find accommodation, sleep in your car. We must come together now. This is our time. We the people. Do it for your family and do it for the future of Australia. I'm Ricardo Bozzi. I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
And they've now announced they're going to use the military against the truckers in Canada, which is going to blow up their face. It's like Ceausescu in Romania. This is the fall of the New World Order.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off, and your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, baby, I'm going to teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey, everything's gonna be alright. Oh, yeah. Just do like I do. There ain't nothing to it. Listen to me, baby, anybody can do it. All you gotta do is just let yourself go.
Peter McCullough is our guest, and he's a cardiologist, very respected, run different government FDA study programs, and he went on Joe Rogan in late December and came on our show a few days later, and over the next 3+ hours, he just laid out the science, the studies, the facts, citing them all, showing everything that he talked about. Then CNN and every other globalist establishment channel around the world literally attacked him. Then Dr. Malone came on, the inventor of mRNA. They talked to him and just would never, though, specifically say what they said was wrong. They just say they're crazy. They're kooks. They're giving out this information, but they never showed what it was. So I asked Dr. McCullough a couple of weeks ago to please come on. He had time today. He was going to be here, but the I-35 from Dallas to Austin basically shut down in many areas from the snowstorm. But he joins us now. And in the next hour and a half of time we have, we're going to have a lot of B-roll after he goes. We're going to play some of the clips of the big anti-forced injection rally that happened a few weeks ago in D.C. and more. But I wanted him to first get into the Joe Rogan interview, and it really seems like the tipping point, and the attacks and the disinformation and how we counter these disinformation specialists that then project onto us and say we are the people involved in disinformation when we are showing people everything we're claiming. So, Dr. McCullough, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, again, Dr. Peter McCullough is our guest. You can find him on Twitter at @P_McCulloughMD. Where do you want to start here?
Alex, I just wanted to tell the audience about the context of my Joe Rogan interview. Joe had reached out to me about a month in advance. And because of scheduling, it was about a month period of time for me to get down there. I was down there on December 8th. And, you know, I sent Joe a slide deck of all the data on COVID-19 that I had. In fact, a slide deck I've reviewed with your audience in studio. That slide deck was continuing medical education certified for a presentation at the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons meeting in October of 2021. So this was semi-certified. Every single slide was cited. All the evidence was there. And so I brought my computer in studio, and I brought it, and I showed Joe the slides and went over it. And, you know, Joe was the journalist. Joe did not offer any medical opinions. Neither did I. I simply was showing the data. I left the slide file as well as separate figures for his producers, you know, as I would with your studio. And the interesting thing is the reaction actually was you basically levered at Joe, as if Joe had, quote, spread misinformation. Joe was the journalist. I was the doctor expert. I know because I've published some of these studies. And so the bottom line is, now this is just part of medical scientific interchange. No one reached out to me at all. No one. Spotify. No one sent me any messages. No one asked me for the slides or opinions. None of the fact checkers reached out to me. None of the fact checkers produced any of their slides. And so my point is, and this escalated all the way to the White House, where Jen Psaki in a press interview said that Rogan should be censored. I reached out through Twitter and I said, listen, I'd be happy to sit down with the president, the surgeon general, Jen Psaki. We'll go over all the data. There now are 1,000 papers on vaccine injuries in the peer-reviewed literature. 1,000 papers, Alex. So I'd be happy to go through them. It would take about a day, and we can organize it into myocarditis, blood clots. We can go through all the diseases, and they can figure out what published scientific papers they would want to censor or not.
But what you're saying is so key here. You spent 2+ hours with us after Joe, only showing part of the slides. We didn't have it would take days, as you said, because this is college level, you know, medical stuff. But it's all well known, as you said 6 months ago on the show. They now have a term in cardiology for vaccine-caused myocarditis. This is not debated. The inserts admit it can cause this. They admit increases in it. But then they turn around and say, you're just making it up. But then they never challenge what you're specifically lying about. And the key, as you said, didn't reach out to you to ever get a comment or let you defend yourself. They just lied.
Actually, they never reached out for the slides or the figures. I mean, they actually never reached out to see the information. So I'd be happy to. It's an open offer. I'm happy to sit down with any platform, if you know, Spotify being a common carrier, essentially, or any journalist. I thought Joe Rogan was a very perceptive, intelligent, wonderful journalist. There was no hyperbole. There was no opinion. In fact, one of the fact checkers raised some issue with a comment about pandemic planning. And, you know, just as I did with you, Alex, I referred to the book by Peter Bregan, COVID-19 and the Global Pres, We Are the Prey. It has all the citations in it. Actually, I gave you a print copy, Alex. So, you know, I am just referring to the information that's out there. People can seek it themselves, and they can review it themselves.
Absolutely. But again, they can't counter us on facts. So they just say disinformation, silence them, censor them. But I think it's safe to say this has backfired on them mightily. Previously, Elon Musk had the biggest interview with Joe Rogan. I had the second, third, fourth, and fifth biggest. But now you and Malone's interviews are right up there in the top five with myself and Elon Musk, which is great. So his normal show has 10 million, but now it's got 50, 60, 70 million on the different platforms because they tried that. And everywhere, the world is waking up and turning against him.
It's true. And, you know, Neil Young didn't reach out to me. Neither did Prince Harry. None of these celebrities. You know, I'm the guest. I presented all the data. I've published in this field. You know, I've had Aaron Rodgers reach out to me. I've had Eric Clapton reach out to me. I've had Arthur Joseph reach out to me. So listen, it's not a unusual thing for people to reach out and want to have a discussion. But the fact that Spotify or the White House press secretary, no one actually wanted to have a discussion and review of the data. They simply wanted to slam Joe Rogan. I thought that was wrong and unfair. And I saw Joe's response. And when Joe basically got out there and said, listen, I brought on these experts. He's not a doctor. And I think both you and Joe have a terrific journalism style where you're simply, helping the viewers get access to medical experts.
Exactly. We have known. I mean, many, many years ago, I had Shoemaker and Levy on because I wanted to know about comets and things, you know, hitting gas giants. And so I didn't do it. I'm not an astronomer. And it was a cool interview where I had all the people that discovered it, the amateur astronomers. One was a professional, two were amateur, on. It was a 2-hour interview and because I'm not an astronomer. But I had famous astronomers on. And it's the same thing. We have, and that's why they're so scared of you, is you are one of the top people in your field. And so instead of debate your credentials or the facts, they try to shut down the venue you were on to punish people to not have you on. But let me guess, that's not probably silent. To you. I would imagine after Joe, you got a lot more media requests, even though you were already flooded.
You know, I had made one statement on Joe Rogan that evolved with the science. You know, on December 8th, I said you can't get COVID-19 a second time. And on December 10th, the news broke that, in fact, Omicron broke through natural immunity. So when I went on your show and others, you know, I let the audience know. I was on Laura Ingraham and Fox News. I said, listen, you know, the virus is mutated. Things change. But everything is factual. I think everybody just needs to reduce the tension level here, and let's just start discussing the data. More and more information comes out on my Twitter feed. I have, five papers today. It's very factual. These come out in the British Medical Journal. One is by the CDC, the MMWR, showing that the pediatric vaccination, age 5 to 11, doesn't look very safe. And I just show America the tables.
Well, Doc, stay there. It sounds like you want to go to that first because, wow, Japanese come out with a huge study on ivermectin, a couple other big studies. Now even Reuters admits, okay, ivermectin is antiviral. And these other papers vindicating everything you have said. We'll be right back with Dr. Peter McCullough. And we'll give you all his websites and more. But the best place is his Twitter. We'll be right back. Best place to find us is futurenews.news. That's the current URL they haven't banned, futurenews.news.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Something, I neurotically show it to you. It doesn't mean that piece of information is always totally accurate. It doesn't mean things don't change. Like Dr. McCullough said, normally viruses don't evolutionarily just jump like Omicron did. And that's why a lot of top scientists said, this looks like it was lab manipulated to actually end this pandemic, and some white hats made it to counter the lab-made virus that we know from my research Fauci made. But Dr. McCullough doesn't go there. He doesn't like to speculate. The point is that 99% of the time, you don't see stuff like that happen. But when suddenly, okay, Omicron has now, you know, done this, and people that were immune can get sick from it. I know, because I've had both, Delta and Omicron, that's absolutely true. But when he wasn't wrong, things just changed. In general, that's normally how it is. But this is a weird, wacky world we're in right now. So, Doctor, let's go through. I think the best place to start is the latest information, and people can follow along with that on your Twitter account. So Dr. Peter McCullough, people should go to @P_MC McCullough MD, or just go to Twitter and search Dr. Peter McCullough. We'll also link to his Twitter under the live show feed right now so folks can find that easier. Let's start getting into these studies.
Okay, well, the first one is, let's pick up on Hasse et al. From the CDC, MMWR. They published 6 weeks of safety data of children ages 5 to 11 getting the vaccines, and the data were not good at all. They ended up with 100 serious safety reports, 15% of which had an elevation in troponin. That means there's heart injury occurring in children below age 12. We previously didn't think this was possible. When we looked at myocarditis before COVID-19 vaccination, you almost never saw it before puberty. Almost, this basically just didn't happen. A paper by Arolia and colleagues from Finland demonstrated that, you know, the explosion in myocarditis is very rare, but if it happens after puberty. Here with the COVID-19 vaccines, it looked like it's going to happen in younger children. And then in the Hasse paper, the self-reported data came in from VSafe, Alex, and reported there systemic reactions were reported in 34% of the children on shot one, 40% on shot two, and then a negative health impact on the children, 10% of those in shot one and 15% in shot two. And that's by Hasse in MMWR. That was just out recently. This does not look good. This is CDC data. And I can tell you, since children at this age have a negligible symptomatic presentation for COVID-19, and it's likely the majority are now COVID recovered, to actually sustain this type of damage and injury is simply unacceptable.
Sir, they're trying to spin it. I've noticed They're trying to spin it now that, oh, inflation's causing heart attacks, including in 8-year-olds. I have articles saying, well, now little kids have heart attacks. It's just the new normal. It's the stress. No, doctor, what's really happening? Because first they said, oh, COVID-19's causing the myocarditis, but then now it's happening in people that have already been recovered. What's really happening?
No, Joe Rogan and I, have had a conversation offline on this too. The COVID-19, the respiratory infection, does not cause myocarditis. That's been ruled out by a paper by Joy and colleagues from Washington University in St. Louis. What happens in sick adults, they can have an isolated elevated troponin because they're sick in the ICU, just like someone with pneumococcal sepsis. But the clinical definition of myocarditis, chest pain, EKG changes, heart failure, sky-high troponin, that is basically what we see with the vaccines. not with the respiratory illness. I want to move to, you made a comment regarding mutations of Omicron. Paper out by medical reporter in British Medical Journal, Mahasi. It's on my Twitter feed, Mahasi. Remember, the BA1 signifies the Omicron variant, and then the BA2 is the subvariant. It turns out, you're right, Alex, that the BA2 looks like it's actually a back mutation, where there's been some code restored into the for the spike protein in the BA2. That's picking up in Europe. But the point is, in the Mahasi paper, look at this. At 25 weeks, the vaccines only had 9% vaccine efficacy for the original Omicron and only 13% for the BA2. And the boosted, the freshly boosted calculated vaccine efficacy was 63% for BA1 and 70% for BA2. I can tell you that the non-randomized estimates of vaccine efficacy are gross overestimates. And these are low gross overestimates. What I'm telling you is, with no randomized data at this point in time, it would be my inference that the vaccines are fundamentally useless against Omicron.
Which they tried to deny just a few months ago. They said, get your shot, all these world leaders, and it'll protect you, just like Biden kept saying. Oh, get the shot, you're totally protected, 6 months, a year after they were admitting that it had waning effectiveness.
Well, you see this in the report, again, on my Twitter feed by Ayoko Bushi, also in British Medical Journal, where the national health system, Alec, has completely dropped vaccines for the healthcare workers in the UK. So I can tell you, it's just not a compelling proposition. The next big update actually came from JAMA in the United States. This just hit the wires. Very good study, high quality antibody study. Listen to this. It's by Alejo, A-L-E-J-O, Alex. In those who have COVID recovered, like you and I, 99% have positive antibodies, and it's not limited by time with these better antibody tests. Of those who had suspected COVID but never got a test, 55% had antibodies, and completely asymptomatic, 11% had antibodies. And now we saw something hit the newswire that Starbucks and GE and other companies are hiring back unvaccinated workers, since unvaccinated workers look so good in terms of their immunity for those who are COVID recovered.
And let me just interrupt before we keep going and go back, because I saw this. It's one of the reasons I was begging you to come on last week. This is huge to have the British medical system, the UK, say, okay, we're not going to make our workers take it anymore. And then they start sourcing, and people have interviewed them, and they're told, hey, we're told this vaccine's getting pulled soon, or the whole program is going to be pulled. We've seen that. We've heard that from sources in the UK. Have you heard any rumblings?
No, I haven't. You know, I've been calling for the vaccine mandates to be dropped and the vaccines to be pulled from the market for quite some time, and I hope it's soon. When I was at a packed auditorium in Fox River Lutheran Church in Illinois last weekend, Alex, and I, when I mentioned the idea of the vaccines being pulled off the market, there was a standing room ovation. People thought it would be a national holiday the day the vaccines go away. I want to point you to another paper in JAMA out by Akashi and colleagues, and this is the results of all the asymptomatic testing done at the Olympics. Now, I was on Newsmax with Rob Mitchell before the Olympics, and I forecasted this. They ended up doing thousands of tests, Alex, and what they found is that the rate of picking up any positive test at the Olympics was 0.44%. And it was clinically useless. So I've said for the longest time, we should follow the regulatory science here, and patients with no symptoms should never be tested. The tests are only approved or clinically cleared to use as a diagnostic aid in acutely sick individuals.
Wow, we're going to go to break. You got so much to cover. What are we going to hit next?
I want to hit some highlights from the Senate testimony on January 24th.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. Yeah, that was important. We've got so much here with Dr. Peter McCullough. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. And later, when this live show's over, we're going to put like an hour of amazing clips he sent us on the end of it for you to share.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore.
Most of it, the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I got up.
Never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, they definitely got a tiger by the tail with the medical community of doctors and scientists and nurses and lab technicians that are seeing all this cancer explode. You've got the epidemiologists going public. You've got the pathologists of the world going public. From Germany to Japan to the United States to Canada, who's who? I mean, I'm actually proud of the scientific community at the real level. But then you got the big pharma corporations and big tech and the big media together trying to force these products down people's throats. And, man, is it blowing up in their face. You got Bill Gates' wife now publicly separating herself, not just from Jeffrey Epstein and her husband, but from his agenda. I mean, these are rats leaving the sinking ship. Maybe she's a good person and didn't know how bad he was. So, Dr. McCullough, I want to talk about the 35,000-foot view. You'll have the floor to drill into all the science and facts like you like. But as a patriot, you know, as an American, as a doctor, as a citizen, as a free soul, how do you see this fight going? It looks like they've got a tiger by the tail and they're getting torn up by it. And then I get a little concerned. What are they going to do to counter that? I mean, you've got former BlackRock fund managers, high level, coming out saying, we've crunched the numbers. What VAERS, what the Pentagon numbers show, it's even worse. There's mass death and illness everywhere this is happening. You can't hide it. It's historic. Everybody anecdotally sees it. Plus, we see it in the numbers. What would you call this moment in history? And how do you think the system extricates itself? Because this is going to make other bad drugs that were put on the market historically that caused disasters look tame in comparison. Is this the biggest medical malpractice, big pharma disaster in human history?
You know, what I see is the first wave was the respiratory illness, which caused great fear and the medical community and the public responding to it. But the vaccine rollout, the worldwide indiscriminate vaccine rollout, has really galvanized the world on freedom. Now, it's not freedom like one country and its borders with another country. It's medical freedom. It's the personal freedom to decide what goes into one's own body. And we saw that on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, the Defeat the Mandates American Homecoming March, and then about 35,000 marched from the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Memorial. And T.J. Sears, who's Austin's own comedian, was the moderator. I gave the lead-off medical presentation. And we had doctors, scientists, nurses, lawyers, public health officials, really a spirited presentation by Austin's Del Bigtree of the That was fantastic. And I tell you, everyone was listening to every word of Bobby Kennedy. That was the backdrop for January 23rd. And then we moved right into the historic U.S. Senate panel led by Republican Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. I co-moderated the panel. And the title of the panel was A Second Opinion on COVID-19. And boy, I couldn't have any better title.
So putting on your citizen cap, where do you see this going? I mean, you even have the head of the UN vaccine program, as you know, it got almost no attention 2 weeks ago, saying don't give this to children. You have the EU a month ago saying don't give it to children. You have all these different federal regulators having to resign because they said don't give it to children. And then here's Biden and Psaki and all their little paid-for minions on YouTube and Instagram saying you better do it. You know, the children will die if you don't. I mean, do these people realize the crime they've signed on to? Because you could argue they did it by accident. They didn't know before. I think the whole thing was premeditated. The evidence is there. But now they know, and so now they are committing the crime.
The wall is crumbling. It seems like bricks are falling on either side of the wall. You know, when we were in D.C., we couldn't even get a cup of coffee without showing a vaccine card in D.C., but we go a few miles into the state of Virginia, it was easy to, you know, no masks, no vaccines required. Scotland, Ireland, and England, the UK, just dropped all mandates, including vaccine mandates. That's happening in a few places.
So does Sweden. So does Sweden. It's like dominoes.
It's like dominoes. In the United States, the city of Denver just dropped all its mandates. Starbucks dropped its mandates. GE and others. So you're going to see this fracturing here. But what happened in the U.S. Senate panel was 5 hours of truth bombs. And it was dozens and dozens of doctors and scientists, nurses, patients, and others. And I have
and
to
by the way, let me interrupt. We put up five or six versions of this. One's 5 hours long, one's 3 hours long. There's a bunch of short clips. But everybody needs to see the whole presentation. Wherever you find it, folks, you need to get it. What's the best term to search, doctor, to find the full Senate committee meeting?
I think just search U.S. Senate panel, second opinion, Ron Johnson. One of the best, Alex, is a 38-minute highlight reel. I'll shoot that over to your producers to get that up. It's up on YouTube. And I have to tell you, what I learned from this is that there are far more doctors who understand COVID-19 is a treatable illness than I ever thought. We heard from the father of critical care, the person who's published more on critical care than anybody in the world, Paul Merrick. He said flat out, based on his analysis, and he cited the data, remdesivir is killing Americans.
And that's right. And just to be clear, we have that 38-minute clip. So when this show's over today and we archive it to go viral, folks, I mean, I know it'll get a million views. It needs 10 million listeners. We've got some videos at 5, 6, 7 million, but none have ever hit 10 million at band.video. I want to reach more people. This is a life and death situation. You mentioned Remdesivir. We will add the video you just talked about at the end of the report. But I have articles out of the Epic Times, very credible, with all the links to it. All over the U.S., not just in Canada or Europe, they are taking people away from their families. They are intubating them, just like they did the last 2 years. And they are forcing them on Remdesivir and killing them. So this is being called by the Epic Times, not by me. That's radical for them. Medical kidnapping. What's going on here?
It's true. We heard from Dr. Aaron Carity, former professor at UC Irvine, a professor of psychiatry, human ethics expert, present and testify to that fact. This is all in the Senate record now. I think it's the authoritative nature of the presenters. When Paul Merrick, who's published more on critical care, he's taking care of acutely sick COVID patients in the hospital, hundreds of them. When he said his analysis from Remdesivir is killing people, when Aaron Carity, you know, who's in ethics, he does hospital ethics consults, and he said basically patients are imprisoned against their will. I mean, these were truth bombs. I asked Christina Parks, a respected scientist, a PhD scientist from Michigan, who's African-American. I asked her, are African-Americans being denied treatment, Alex? You know what she said? She said, yes, Dr. McCullough, my dad just died 3 days ago of COVID. And he was denied monoclonal antibodies and early treatment.
Absolutely. I remember asking you months ago, are they suppressing monoclonal antibodies? You said it looks like it. And then I talked to people that actually run clinics in Texas. They said, yeah, but we don't want to, you know, buck the system right now. Now they've since gone public. But and then last week, Biden comes out and just says they don't work. Is that true?
There's a paper by Pulliam and colleagues from South Africa. It's a modeling study, not a clinical study, suggesting that the Lilly product and the Regeneron product may not hit the Omicron BA1 variant, and we don't know about the BA2 subvariant, but clearly Sotrovimab, the GSK product, does, and it's designed to actually cover mutant strains since it targets a glycoprotein part of the spike protein that's not amenable to mutation. So that GSK product's been EUA approved from May. And so I was on Sean Hannity radio. I said, Sean, we're at the battle of the bulge with Omicron. We've got some sick seniors who will get symptomatic. We need to use it. Where's the GSK product? Our administration has completely fallen flat on supply lines, and here we are when we really need it. We've got a high-quality product. The federal government has no accountability or transparency on where it is.
Well, it seems like if Fauci doesn't own a stake in it, it doesn't get promoted.
You know, just the therapeutics overall have not been promoted. Twitter feed today, Senator Rand Paul says we have to be focused on therapeutics. That's what Ron Johnson has said all along. Do you know that Ron Johnson invited dozens and dozens of public health officials and others to attend the Second Opinion and learn from expert doctors who are publishing and those who are treating COVID-19 patients? No one showed up.
That is so powerful. Let's talk about that when we come back. And something else Senator Paul said, he's going to call for a criminal investigation and have hearings on Fauci. So that's all happening if the Republicans win back control of the Senate. And with this senator, the Democratic senator, almost dead from the shot, it looks like.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Like they were winning at first, but right now it's blowing over their face. Dr. Peter McCullough is our guest. There's so many places to go, so many studies, so much new breaking news. I know you're not a vindictive person, but Fauci and the gain of function and the things he said, the things he's done, Senator Paul that you mentioned is now saying he's really going to go after him. I don't even want to go after these people, except it seems like if we don't discredit them and go after them, they're going to keep coming after us with lockdowns that John Hopkins has discredited and more, quote, boosters that don't even work and vaccine passports. So it just seems like we've got to really go after the system. What's your view on that? And how do we punish those in power that have done this so they don't do it again?
Well, tensions are clearly mounting. At our U.S. Senate panel by video, Professor Jay Bhattacharya from Stanford, who's one of the authors of the Great Barrington Declaration, he's been directly attacked by our director of the National Allergy and Immunology Branch at the NIH. And remember, Alex, that a division head at the NIH is not a very high position. And the NIH is a government research organization. They work for us. You know, I'm an academic doctor. The NIH basically is subservient to a clinical investigator, which would be my status. The CDC is an outbreak investigation unit. They also work for us. And then the FDA is a drug safety watchdog organization, and they do the advertising labels for the new drugs. Remember, these agencies do not sit above doctors and the public. They're actually below us. They work for us. They serve us. That's the kind of employment relationship. So we have a situation where the doctors, the treating doctors, are the ones who have superiority in any type of decision, any type of clinical care, and really, honestly, have superiority in the decisions on how to interpret the data. And so Jay Bhattacharya has been very fair. He's a frequent contributor on Fox News, along with myself and Scott Atlas and Kirk Milhone and Ray Askewy and others. And we've been very fair as we review the data. And we go on many news channels, OAN, Newsmax, et cetera. What we have not seen is we have not seen fair balance with respect to our public health officials or even our executive branch people when there's statements. So, for instance, anytime the vaccine is presented, it must be, according to law, it must be presented with risks and benefits. That there's the Truth in Advertising, the U.S. Food and Drug Cosmetic Act, and the Lanman Act that all say any biopharmaceutical product, EUA or not, must be presented in fair balance. And, you know, there's no fair balance. President Biden has basically barked a command saying get vaccinated.
Doctor, I think you hit something really central here. We have corporations trying to take over the office of doctors and of healers. And that's what this really is a corporate media, big tech war trying to say that they are who you can go to. And when they tell you something, you've got to live by it. Forget a second opinion as they try to gag the real medical people. I mean, it just seems extremely evil. And that's what this fight is all about.
It's true. And, you know, doctors have to show some backbone. And I can tell you, the doctors in this group had no problem doing that. Pierre Corey, the fearless leader of the Frontline Critical Care Consortium, Ryan Cole, who really brought up the issue about the vaccines and the emerging data on cancer, Richard Urso, around the table, David Wiseman, former J&J scientist, vaccine scientist, Robert Malone, independent consultant and patent holder on messenger RNA vaccines. This was an all-star cast. Paul Alexander, former White House advisor, WHO advisor, Christina Parks. I've mentioned, you just kept going on and on. Jennifer Bridges, who's the lead nurse in the Houston Methodist case. And Jennifer Bridges told America what it was like to be a nurse in a room with a patient with acutely ill COVID-19 and what she did to compassionately care for patients and how she lost her job because she couldn't take the vaccine. She couldn't medically take the vaccine. I mean, this was stunning testimony. It was 5 hours. There's no break. And it was extraordinary.
Absolutely extraordinary. Again, I could guide the discussion, but you're the expert here. What else do you want to get to the viewers' mind out there so they're aware of what's happening?
Well, the very important updates now are that it's becoming fundamentally clear that there's little or no interest in our seniors. You never hear our public health agencies talk about our seniors, but our seniors still are where the action are. There still are going to be some seniors who get hospitalized or worse with Omicron. There's no mention of them. There's an incredible focus on children. We've now heard about trying to vaccinate children below age 5. Remember, children, there's been no school outbreaks. The kids are back at school. There's no credible student-to-teacher spread with serious illness. We know the transmission is within the household, usually adult to child. When it happens, majority of children probably are actually already immune. That the focus now on children under age 5, and here it would be Pfizer giving 5 micrograms of messenger RNA, and the trials actually failed to raise immunity. The children's bodies were pretty adept at fighting off the messenger RNA. Now there's some recalculation of trying to push forward, even though they're not efficacious. These are things that parents need to understand. When I gave my presentation on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, I said, really, the decision is in everyone's hands. If everyone tomorrow worldwide said no, this entire program crumbles. And, you know, while we were having a rally in Washington, there were dozens and dozens of rallies and marches occurring over the leading up to this all over the world. And then shortly afterwards was this massive Canadian convoy that converged on Ottawa. It's really made the news. Heroes like Paul Alexander were there, Roger Hodgkinson, Dr. Panesse. These were absolutely terrific Canadian heroes. Many Americans can't get across the border because they haven't taken the vaccine, but I tell you, our Canadians have really made us proud. They're basically shut.
Dr. Peter McCullough, you're absolutely right, and a point you raised, because you're the doctor, but I've looked at the studies, that's what I gleaned from them, but you can correct me if I'm wrong. The children are so powerful, they're fighting off the attempt by the GMO injection to take over their cells, so it's not working, and they even admit in the headlines, doesn't work, but still let's do it, just to have that pretext to own children's bodies, I guess.
It's going to cause harm. There's no doubt about it. If there's no benefit, then there's only harm. The data do not look good on safety across the board. You know, I've said from the very beginning, young people should not take the vaccine because more harm than good.
We're going to cover a lot of news in the next 30 minutes. What are we going to cover next?
Well, I'd like to pick up on the whole issue of the erosion of the mandates and the data that are coming forward on masking, social distancing, lockdowns, and it's real indictment that just came out of Johns Hopkins. And Marty Makary, who's also one of my colleagues from Johns Hopkins, frequent contributor on Fox News, it's become clear now that the virus wasn't impacted at all by social distancing, wearing masks, or lockdowns, and they've caused irreparable harm, harm on an individual psychological level, from a sociological level, economic. You know, this is irrecoverable. We can't go backwards now because children have been impacted. Families have been fractured. There are suicides we can't get back. You know, there's more suicides in the military than military actually getting serious COVID-19 or dying with COVID-19. The same thing would be true in teenagers.
Dr. McCullough, stay right there. We're going to come back with 30 more minutes with you. We really appreciate your time today. And by the way, I'm going to ask you about this when we come back. You saw the headline. Denver won't make adults take the shot or wear masks, but children have to, because that's the little prisoners they've got with the National Education Association trying to create a cult. This is a true war crime against humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't fund ourselves without your support and your word of mouth. Thank you for keeping us on the air. Now we're entering the most important fight ever, not just for InfoWars, but everybody. But I want to thank everybody that visits InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing supplements that boost your immune system and amazing products that are 40 to 50% off right now. We've extended our vitamin C, rose hips, and zinc 40% off. The whole food multivitamin from Whole Food, very high quality, that's 40% off. Our X3, all three types of iodine, that is also 50% off, back in stock. They're sold out for months. And we are selling high quality storable food ready to ship for the first time in 4 years for My Patriot Supply for 25% off. Nobody else has that. 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. You go to preparewithalex.com. That takes you right to the subpage, and they're ready to ship to you right now. That sale's only going until February 13th. We've got to stop it. So get prepared. Get ready with all the supply chain breakdowns, the crazy world, and just know you got insurance you can actually eat. Regular insurance, most of you don't use, but with food insurance, especially with inflation, it is the winning bet, and it supports the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off the entire system of affordable food.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.